Could an ID microchip cause cancer? For a growing number of pets, the answer tragically is yes. Chip-related tumors have prompted a lawsuit against Home Again and calls to stop mandatory pet chipping laws. I'm Dr. Catherine Albrecht, and I'll be right back with the story.
Your search engine is watching you, recording all your searches and creating a massive database of your personal information. That's creepy, but it doesn't have to be that way. Startpage.com is the world's most private search engine. Startpage doesn't store your IP address, make a record of your searches, or use tracking cookies, and they're third-party certified. If you don't like Big Brother spying on you, start over with Startpage. Great search results and total privacy. Startpage.com, the world's most private search engine.
Andrea Rutherford thought she was doing the right thing by having a Home Again microchip implanted in her cat, Balkan, but things changed when she found a lump growing around the chip. The lump turned out to be fibrosarcoma, a dangerous form of cancer. Fortunately, Balkan survived after surgery, chemotherapy, and radiation. Now his owner is suing Home Again's parent company, Merck, for expenses and wants to alert others to the problem. If your pet has a microchip, check the implant site regularly for lumps. Have anything suspicious examined by your vet. And if your pet is chip-free, keep it that way. A collar and a tag never gave anyone cancer. I'm Dr. Catherine Albrecht. More news and information at CatherineAlbrecht.com.